Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mr. Daniels, can you give us an assessment of where you are right now as far as come Sunday?
It's up to the doctor. Not my decision.
For you, I mean, where do you think you're at? And
I feel good.
That was Chick Hernandez, it sounded like, with Jaden Daniels yesterday. Jaden wasn't talking much, although there were a couple of things he said that could have been clues to what will happen on Sunday. A busy Thursday show for us today. It'll start with our good friend Mark Zuckerman from Mass and Sports at 10:35. Mark will jump on and tell us about the new Nats hire, 35-year-old from Boston, to become the new president of baseball ops. By the way, baseball really getting exciting down the stretch. Cleveland has now overcome and taken the lead in the American League Central. If you're not paying attention to it, the Guardians, were 15 and a half games back on July 8th behind Detroit. They were 10 and a half back on September 1st. They've won 17 of 19. They're in first place. Cal Raleigh hit home runs 59 and 60 last night. Big time division races and wild card races coming down to the final regular season weekend in baseball. We'll have October playoff baseball next week. Looking forward to that. By the way, today for our football team, Cliff Kingsbury will speak before practice, Joe Witt Jr. As well. And then we'll find out, you know, when they practice, if Jaden is limited again, full, or something else. We'll also learn more, I would assume, about Terry's situation. Denton's going to jump on with us this morning. He'll do it at 11 to talk about what is truly one of the better college football game football weekends Saturdays in recent memory. Charch will be with us at 11:25. Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com will jump on with us at noon to talk NFL, maybe a little Ryder Cup as well. So, yeah, yesterday was, you didn't get much, you know, from Quinn first and then Jaden second. Jaden's press conference lasted 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Every single answer, with the exception of three of them, were, you know, seven words or less. Up to the doctors, not my decision. I feel good was another answer. No was another answer. Something to get used to. Another answer. Nah, I'm myself. Another answer. He looked a bit, and I watched it, he looked a bit, you know, irritated. Jaden's not super comfortable, and you can tell he doesn't enjoy that this part of the job, which I kind of like about him. There were a couple of things that he said, though, that I just wanted to talk through, Max. We don't even have to play it, because I think you needed to watch the answer as much as hear it. He was asked, I'm pretty sure, by Keim, about whether or not he can run and cut. You know, how much running and cutting has he been able to do? And he perked up a bit and he said, enough to feel good if I play on Sunday. And then he said, but it's not my decision. It's the doctor's decision. And then he was asked about wearing a knee brace. He said he's never worn one before. He has been wearing one, reportedly, since the Green Bay game. He said it would be something he would have to get used to. And then when he was asked whether he would have to wear a knee brace if he ends up playing on Sunday in Atlanta, he said, quote, the doctors haven't made that decision yet, so that would be a conversation, closed quote. That answer, just if we're looking for clues about Sunday, I think that conversation may have already taken place if there was a good chance that he was going to play on Sunday about the brace. Doctors haven't made that decision yet. That would be a conversation. Maybe not. Maybe it would happen later on in the week after he had practiced with the knee brace. We know he was limited yesterday. We don't really know what that means in terms of how much he took in terms of first team reps, etc. That question did not come up in the presser with him. But I think, and of course, we're 2.5 hours away from perhaps looking silly, not we, but me, I think he's not playing Sunday. I think if he were playing Sunday, he would have been a full go yesterday. Now, if he's a full go today, or if he's limited today, full go Friday, that obviously will mean he's in. If he gets that full participant, of course, you know, Friday, it's not what level of practice. You then get your status as to whether or not you're in, questionable, or out. My gut right now is that he's not going to play Sunday in Atlanta, and they're going to give it one more week. Of course, if he doesn't go in Atlanta, we'll have a lot of questions as to what this injury, not that the questions haven't been there already, but at that point, it's like, okay, you know, when this happened, it was probably a 2 to 4 week injury, somewhere in that range, and we're now just figuring that out, that's exactly what it was. I hope he plays. I do. I think this is going to be a tough game Sunday in Atlanta, but my hunch is he won't play, and I feel the same way about Terry as well. I think Terry more likely is going to be out. By the way, there was a surprise on the injury report when it came out yesterday. Bill was on it with a knee. Now, some of the reporting is that they don't think that's a serious injury with Bill Kroski Merritt. So hopefully he will be able to go on Sunday as well. This from Otter. Thank you, Otter. Animal House Otter. Why didn't you mention London Fletcher or Brian Mitchell when you were talking about the Hall of Fame list? Yeah, my bad yesterday. I didn't see the whole list. I saw the headline that said Breeze and Larry Fitzgerald named to the, you know, nominated for Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. And what struck me when I saw those two is eligible, they're in. Like, to me, they are no-brainers. When you think as a football fan, like, you know, Hall of Famers, those two are immediate Hall of Famers. You know, the debatables from last year, you know, Eli and Philip Rivers, they did not get in. I still think both will get in, and I think both I actually think Rivers deserves it more. But I think eventually both will get in. Well, Drew Brees is in the conversation of top 15 QBs, worst case, top 20 of all time. He's in. Larry Fitzgerald is probably up there in the top 5, worst case, top 7 or 8 wide receivers of all time. I don't even know where Larry Fitzgerald's numbers are. I should check those. But he's got to be way up there on all of the pass reception.
Larry has more career tackles than drop passes. Did you know that stat?
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yes, I've actually heard that. Larry Fitzgerald on the all-time pass reception list. Where is he? Number two in yards. Okay, receiving yards. Receptions. He is number two. He's number two behind Jerry Rice in both receptions and yardage. So, yeah, he's an absolute lock. Where is he on the touchdown list? He's got to be
sixth.
He's sixth on the touchdown list. It's Rice, Moss. Yeah, like, I think when you think about receivers, you think about Jerry Rice one. I think it's the one position, and I've talked about this before, when you're debating the greatest at a position in the history of the game, it's the one position more than any other that gets no debate. Like, Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver in the history of the game, and if you're an NFL fan, you can't find more than a few to dispute you. Whereas every other position, even quarterback, you know, with Brady's kind of GOAT status, you'll get debate at quarterback. But after Rice, it's like, it's Moss, it's Fitzgerald. I think Randy Moss, in terms of talent, would probably be number two on that list for me. But Larry Fitzgerald's up there. The receptions list, where is Moss on the reception list? Because he had kind of a... Yeah, Moss is 18th on the reception list, which speaks to kind of the greatness. Larry Fitzgerald, number two. You know, T.O. would be in the conversation. Yeah. Those two jumped out. It's like, that's the first time we've had something where it's been so obvious that they're getting in. But Otter, yes, London Fletcher and Brian Mitchell on the 128 modern era players nomination list for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. I to me, Jake is the, you know, he's no longer modern era. Jake is the big missing piece from Canton for our franchise's history. You know, you could certainly debate guys like Larry Brown and Brian Mitchell and Gary Clark. Gary Clark's resume actually, you really stacks up well with some receivers that are in the Hall of Fame. I think if he plays his entire career in the NFL instead of combo USFL and NFL, I think Gary Clark is in the Hall of Fame had he played his entire career in the NFL. I don't think, as much as I, you know, Brian Mitchell's actually, when he, I think he knows the way I feel about him, he's actually one of my all-time favorite players because I think he's one of the all-time clutch players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In franchise history, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's worthy of the conversation, as he has gotten many times. I don't think he'll ever get there. He and Cribbs are the two returners on the list. And even though you can compare favorably London Fletcher's career to some linebackers, middle linebackers who are in the Hall of Fame, I don't think London will make it there either. I mean, an all-time Iron Man for our franchise and a great player. Was he the best middle linebacker of the era? No, Ray Lewis was. But I think both are absolutely year in and year out worthy of being on these lists and being narrowed down to, you know, the final 50 list or even the final 25 list. I think Jake's the one that has the best case and has had the best case to be in the Hall of Fame, and he's not there. And he would be at the top of my list for players in the history of the franchise that are not in the Hall of Fame that should be. But once again, for Brian and for London, congrats. And we are rooting for you. And I did not mean to omit them from the conversation yesterday. I just saw the headline on Breeze and on Larry Fitzgerald. All right. So wanted to read this because I think it sets up an interesting, just brief conversation. And it's not actually one of those in which it's reality. It's very much a hypothetical, but it comes from Dave. Dave writes, "Hi, Kevin. It seems like Jaden is trending towards playing while Terry might miss this week." I don't know if Jaden's trending towards playing, but obviously at this point, because he was limited yesterday and he was out last week, there's a better chance. Dave continues, "For just this week, do you think the team is more likely to win with Jaden playing and Terry out, or how we had it last week with Mariota and Terry in? I think there's a strong case that Terry is more irreplaceable right now for this offense. I think Jaden is by far the most valuable player on our team, but I feel a little bit more nervous about the offense this week than I did last week." That's a would you rather for us, Max. Would you rather Mariota Terry or Jaden no Terry this week? Again, that's not reality because I think Terry's going to be out. So I don't think we've got that option. But it is interesting to consider. My answer is immediately, oh, no, no, no. Like, this isn't that hard. Jaden, 100%, you got to have him. Especially a road game against a team that has the ability to play well and will be chomping at the bit to get back out there after being embarrassed last week in Charlotte against the Panthers. I said this yesterday. I think this is going to be a bit of a snake pit that they go into in terms of the opponent, not necessarily the crowd. The Atlanta crowd's okay. You know what? In Atlanta, there are always a lot of Washington fans anyway because of the network of Washington fans that went far south for so long and the number of people that grew up Redskin fans in that part of the country, the Southeast. I think you're going to get an absolute jacked up, ready to play Falcon team. And they've got players. They've got very good skill position players. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a better defense than they had last year. Their quarterback right now is the shaky, player on their roster. But give me Jaden in a game like that. And I'll be, I'd rather do that without Terry. Of course, the issue here is it's not just no Terry. It may be no Terry, no Noah Brown, no John Bates on offense. And that's problematic overall. Terry will be missed, okay? Someone else sent me an email, and I'm looking for it right now, that just said, "Why all the fuss about Terry? Didn't you tell us that the team's win total wouldn't change without him?" First of all, I didn't say that. I said it would change very little. But I also said that they can't win the Super Bowl or contend for the Super Bowl without Terry. They need Terry. He's their best receiver. But you are right. I minimized, very much so, the loss of a receiver like Terry to the overall season win total. You know, it would be about a game. I think I said max two games, and maybe none. But that's also from the perspective of how the odds makers would put it out there. The over-under with Terry getting injured or being a holdout or not playing would not have changed at all heading into this season. Quarterbacks change that number. A dominant defensive player changes that number. Occasionally, another skill position player on offense will impact that. But we're talking about the Saquon Barkleys and the Jamar Chases of the world, not, Terry. But, of course, they're going to miss him. But back to the would you rather. I would rather have Jaden out there at 100% on Sunday. I would. I think this will be a much tougher game for whomever is playing quarterback than Sunday was. Sunday was a get-right scenario It was the perfect setup for all of the reasons we talked about last week. Washington well-rested, Raiders not well-rested, Raiders not a really good football team overall, major issues along their offensive line, traveling west to east for a 1 o'clock kick, all of those reasons. This one is not that setup. This is a better football team, a hungry and desperate football team playing at home against a team right now that is wounded in a lot of areas. So give me the most valuable player in the franchise at the most important position on the field. That would be what I would rather have play out if that were an actual choice, which it isn't. But for, you know, sports talk, hypothetical purposes, Max, which of the two would you choose?
It's tough for me just because I actually, you know, the more that I think about it, it's not that tough. Because when you look at how the Falcons played us last year, what did Terry do in that game, Kevin? Didn't he have one catch for like 4 yards? So
was that what it was? I don't even remember.
I believe so. I know it was less than 10. That's for damn sure.
Look, him being on the field, though, is impactful
versus
not being on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. It draws eyes and all that. But at the same time, Jaden offers so much more of a dynamic skill set than Terry at such a paramount position that we have to go into this game with Jaden and no Terry if we had that option. So that I would be picking Jaden and riding with my guy.
Wow. I didn't remember it this way. What I remember about that game, okay, they clinched the postseason, a playoff berth, Sunday night football. The game got, you know, flexed to Sunday night. It was Michael Penix Jr.'s first legitimate start. He had played the week before against the Giants, who were horrible. And Jaden, basically, in that fourth quarter, second half, and overtime, strapped the team to his back. I just pulled up the box score. I should go look at my notes to see what I said about Terry, because I don't remember offhand. Jaden was 24 of 36 for 227 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, but rushed for 127 yards on 16 carries. We remember that overtime drive. Terry, 1 catch on 7 targets. Did he have a bunch of drops that night? It's not like he didn't get targeted. Why did he only have 1 catch on 7? He got targeted more than anybody except for Zaccheaus.
He was getting bracketed. That I do know. Like, they had Bates over the top, and then they had A.J. Terrell basically sticking with Terry pretty much the entire game. So he was just in hell, apparently.
Really?
From what I remember, that's how I recall it. Because I remember Bates would be following him around up top, and then Terrell was moving to whichever side of the field that Terry was on. They were like, Terry is not going to be the one to beat us. Make Jaden do it. And he did it, to his credit.
Huh. Yeah. 7 targets, 1 catch, 5 yards. Interesting. Yeah, I'm looking through just the notes to see if Jaden had a bunch of drop passes in that game. What a game that was. Hell of a football game. This will be different, I do think. My notes, connection with Terry off all night, 7 targets, 1 catch. A.J. Terrell played really well against Terry. A.J. Terrell might be on the injury report. Check that. I think he's on the injury report for the Falcons this week. I think they're missing a corner this week, potentially, and I think it's Terrell, who's a very good corner. That would be big. That could be huge. Look, if they trot out, you know, a true skeleton crew wide receiver group, you know, led by Debo, but not being the true receiver, more of an overall weapon. But you've then, you know, you've then got no Noah Brown, no Terry. So you're out there with Chris Moore, who got the second most snaps last week, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, you know, bringing up Ja'Cory Brooks from the practice squad. That's going to be a challenge for either quarterback. It's going to be one of those games where the backs are going to be a big part of everything they do, I would imagine. AJ, could be a huge game for McNichols. What did you say?
AJ Terrell currently DNP with a hamstring injury, which we know a lot about corners with hamstring injuries, don't we, Kev?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's, I guess, in my notes from that game last year, A.J. Terrell, great job on Terry. Okay. We're going to talk some baseball with Mark Zuckerman coming up in about 12 minutes. I've got a what do you got or two when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button when you get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.